Il y a un couple de jours, a couple of days ago, j'ai eu Pierre Maguire dans mon Sick Podcast. I had Pierre Maguire in the Sick Podcast. Et on a parlé d'Herbert Jacquet et de son rôle. Écoute bien, Pierre.
Well, none of the people on the staff do that. You know, nobody. Trevor Letowski didn't play that way. Stefan Robidoux didn't play that way. Marty St. Louis didn't play that way. Vinny Lecavalier didn't play that way. Marty Lapointe didn't play that way. You have one person in Montreal that I would love to see him talk to Herbert Jacquet, and maybe he already has, Christopher Nyland. You wanted a guy like that on your team. There's a reason why at the end, you know, he's in with the Rangers. He's obviously with the Boston Bruins. There's a reason why. There's a reason why. So to do that job.
He was a great teammate in sports radio as well. I mean, he was a great teammate.
Those guys, that's a hard job. It's probably one of the hardest jobs. You want.
And there you have it. Joining me right now, it's a pleasure. My former teammate, we did sports radio in English back in the day. Former Montreal Canadiens player. No one did the role better than him. No one can give Herbert Jacquet better advice than this guy, Chris Nyland. Chris, good morning.
Hey, bonjour, Tony. Comment ça va, mon ami?
Ça va très bien, Chris. Merci. Et toi?
Popé, là.
Est-ce que tu veux travailler à BPM Sport avec moi?
Possible.
Chris, bonjour once again. Thank you for taking the time. Very much appreciated. Chris, of course, as you know, and Chris, by the way, hosts the Raw Knuckles podcast. You can check it out. Chris and him, un podcast qui s'appelle le Raw Knuckles podcast. Vous pouvez le suivre, évidemment, sur YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, toutes ces choses-là. Et vous pouvez l'écouter aussi, évidemment. Herbert Jacquet has been very much in the news. This is the week that has been for the Montreal Canadiens. On Thursday night, the Canadiens were in Toronto, and Max Domi cross-checked Lane Hudson in the face a couple of times. Unfortunately, there was no retaliation, no one, and there was much criticism. A couple of nights later, Pare sticks out his knee. Liney, there's a knee on knee. He's out for at least 3 months, and no one does anything right away. But Herbert Jacquet, his next shift, drops it, well, basically attacks Pare and starts throwing some punches with his gloves on, and got himself into a little bit of penalty trouble, of course. A couple of nights after that, there was Greg who hits Kirby Dach up high. There's no immediate reaction. Later in the game, Herbert Jacquet hits Stützle. Brady Tkachuk takes exception. Jacquet ends up getting a 2, a 5, a 10, and the Ottawa Senators score 3 power play goals in a span of 3 minutes and 34 seconds. So Jacquet's had to do his job, but a lot of people are wondering if he did it to the best of his ability, and clearly putting the Canadiens in penalty trouble will not make Marty St. Louis very happy. Talk to me about the job you believe Jacquet has done up until now and what advice you can give him.
Listen, I think he did a good job. Now, did he take it a little too far? I don't think so. I mean, he went after Pare, right? But first of all, Pare, I don't believe, stuck his leg out on purpose to try and hurt Line A. He's a forward. He was playing D. He was flat-footed. You know, Line A went to Deke. He cut back in, and the kid reacted to him. He didn't try and do that. He did. Unfortunately, it happened. And Abba goes out and goes after him. The kid should have stood up and fought him. He didn't. All right, so boom. Of course, Abba's going to take the shot. It's a meaningless exhibition game. Meaningless. And then against Ottawa, you know, you take a run at Kirby Dach, who missed all of last season with a knee injury. He comes back. He's trying to get his timing back and everything. And this little Greg runs him. The puck was by him. He wasn't looking. He was already tied up with someone else. And he takes a shot at him. Well, what do you do then? All right? Yeah, no one did anything right away, but Abba took it in his own hands and said, okay, you want to play that way against our better players? Well, here we go. Then he goes, and of course, everybody says it was a brutal hit. All the headlines, gruesome hit, dirty hit. It was no different than what Greg did to Dach, other than the fact that Stutzler's stick come up and hit him in the face. He didn't make head contact. Everybody's saying he's going to get suspended. It looked possibly like he might have got him in the head. He didn't. He got him in the chest and shoulder, and the stick him up and hit him in the face. So I don't have a problem with what ABBA did. And again, I'll say it was a meaningless exhibition game. In those games, if you're going to touch the wires together and you want to set the tone for the season and say, you mess with any of our guys, this is what's going to happen. Unfortunately, they didn't kill those penalties, that 5-minute penalty, and they got, you know, scored on. But listen, with players like Arbor, players like myself, you have to take the good with the bad. Now, you want to make sure you keep the bad at a reasonable level, because there's times, certainly, where I did things that hurt my hockey team, my teammates. But there were a lot of times I did things where my teammates, if I took an extra penalty or something, they buckled up and they really bared down and end up killing those penalties off, because they know how important that part of the game was.
Yeah, Chris Nyland. Chris, if I can just translate for a second. Chris Z, il n'y a pas de problème qu'est-ce que Jack Eye a fait. Il dit, on a gars parlé, premièrement, il dit, il pense pas que le geste était intentionnel. Il dit, c'est un attaquant qui jouait, qui était à la ligne bleue, il avait pied dans le ciment, puis il dit, il a pas fait exprès pour blesser Liney. Il dit, puis là, Jack Eye, il dit, il voulait s'en prendre à Paris. Paris, il dit, il voulait pas se battre avec Jack Eye, donc Jack Eye a pris les choses en, tu sais. Il a fait qu'est-ce qu'il avait à faire. Il dit, contre les sénateurs d'Ottawa, il dit, là aussi, je dis, j'ai pas de problème. Il dit, c'est quoi la différence entre la mise en échec que Jack Eye a donné à ce tout-là, si tu le compares à la mise en échec que Greg y a donné, il dit, à Kirby Dock, il dit, c'est la même chose. Il dit, c'est des mises en échec qui ont frappé un peu fort, puis de l'angle mort. Il dit, j'ai pas de problème. Il dit, évidemment, il dit, tu dois faire plus attention. Il dit, parce que, mais il dit, un gars comme Jack Eye, il faut que tu prends le bien et le mal, il dit, parce que souvent, il va faire beaucoup de bien. Il dit, moi aussi, j'ai mis mon équipe dans le pétrin dans le temps. C'est arrivé. Mais j'ai aussi fait beaucoup pour l'équipe. Puis si j'avais une punition de plus, l'équipe a vraiment travaillé pour tuer la punition, vraiment pour me supporter, moi. But Chris, like you know, and everyone appreciates Arbor, there's no doubt about it, because he is a very unique player in what he brings. Not everyone that has the ability to defend his teammates like him. But last year, his penalties, you can tell, didn't go over very well with Marty St. Louis at times, to a point where Jack Eye actually admitted that after a game versus the Islanders the following day, he came in and he apologized to the coach and to the coaching staff for his lack of discipline, and he was scratched thereafter. He spent some time in Laval as well. When you hear that, you think what?
You know, listen... Yeah, I didn't like that it got sent down. And it could be other things. Yeah, we don't know the whole story why it got sent down. Was it because he was undisciplined? Maybe. Maybe there was some other things. Who knows? But here's the deal. I've said it before and I'll say it again. With a player like that, you have to take the good with the bad. And you know, he has to be careful, certainly, and be smart about when he does it and not go over that line all the time. He's got to be able to hold back at some point. I think when you look at the different eras in my era, man, it was every shift there was possibility to get in a fight, right? Because they had so many guys on the other team. You look at situation when I hit Middleton, man. You know, I paid for that for a long time. Like every guy they brought up, Miller, Curran, this one, Kluzak, everybody was after me and wanted to fight me. I had to stand up for myself and for my teammates. It's not an easy job. And I think ABBA gets that. But listen, he can show a little bit more restraint, especially during the regular season. You got to be smart of when you do it, when you pull that out of your suitcase to use.
Yeah.
Because, again, you can't forget your role. You just got to get better at it as far as timing and when you do it.
Chris dit que Arbor peut pas oublier son rôle, mais il doit juste s'améliorer dans son rôle. Il doit prendre des meilleures prises de décision. Il dit lui aussi, dans le temps, il n'a pas toujours pris des bonnes prises de décision, mais il dit, la job, là, le rôle, là, est pas facile, le rôle. Puis il dit, il pense que Chris aurait pas voulu que Jack Eye soit envoyé à Laval l'année passée, mais il dit il a été envoyé à Laval, puis renvoyé à Laval, puis peut-être il y avait plusieurs raisons pour ça. Mais encore une fois, il dit il faut prendre le bien avec le mal. Chris, the fact that, you know, Arbor takes matters into his own hands, But you don't see that pack mentality, that immediate reaction, like you saw from the Senators the other night where Tkachuk jumped on top of Jack Eye. Marty St. Louis talked about that pack mentality on a couple of occasions. Does it bother you that although the Canadians react, it seems they react later?
Yeah, well, if nobody does something right away when you're on the ice, then it's left up to that other guy to do it. So it puts a little heat on him, right? He has to do it later. He got to kind of be smart when he does it, right? Everybody says be smarter than that. But here he is sitting on the bench. He sees that happen. He can't react right away. No one else does anything. He's like, oh, I can't let this go. I got to send a message. And he does. And then everybody gets up in arms about it. But, yeah, I'd rather see guys who are on the ice at the time step in and do something. I know there were times back in our day where I wasn't on the ice. Something happened. You can bet your damn ass Chelios was jumping in there, or Ryan Walter, or Mike McPhee, or Brian Scridland, or any of them. So, you know, I'd like to see more of that with this team, sticking in for each other when something happens on the ice, and not just leave it all up to one guy.
Chris dit que dans son temps, là, si jamais quelqu'un donnait un mise en échec ou d'un angle mort à quelqu'un de son équipe, là, des gars comme Skrulin, des gars comme McPhee, des gars comme Ryan Walter, des gars comme Chelios, tout le monde aurait embarqué dans la bagarre tout de suite pour se supporter. Puis il dit c'est quelque chose qu'il aimerait voir avec le Canadien, ce fameux pack mentality. Mais il dit, tu sais, on l'a pas vu. Puis là, ça met énormément de pression sur un gars comme Jack Eye, qui lui est là sur le banc. Personne ne fait rien, dont lui, il dit, mais je dois prendre les choses en main en ce moment-là. Chris, in ending, if you can give, you talked about that pack mentality, if you can give a speech to the Canadiens players, and I'll have you tee that up in just a second, but also give advice to Jack. I know you have a good relationship with Jack Eye, and you've taught him a couple of tips, but have you discussed this, by the way, on how to better pick your spots?
Not really. We've talked about some things, you know, the fighting and stuff. And again, this is his time. If he needs advice or wants advice, he has my number. And I'd be more than happy to help him with that. But listen, he's a great kid and he's a great part of this team. You know, if I was going to talk to this team, I'd just say, listen, here's the deal. You know, we got to start to care about each other when we're on the ice. I'm not telling you to go out and brawl and start stuff. But boy, if something happens on the ice and you're on that ice, if something happens to one of your teammates, I don't care who you are. Get your nose in there and stand up and be counted. Don't wait for someone else to do it. You know, you gotta start to care for each other. And when something happens, you gotta send that message right away. Let's wait for Abbott to do it or someone else. So, you know. That's what I would tell them.
Chris dit que s'il pourrait parler à cette équipe-là, il leur dirait de se soutenir, de vraiment se tenir en famille. C'est comme ça qu'il faut faire, là, parce que toutes les bonnes équipes, ils ont ça. Et il dit, il a déjà parlé avec Herbert Jack Eye, il a une super bonne relation avec lui, il a déjà donné quelques conseils comment se défendre puis comment se battre. Mais il dit, si Jack Eye veut avoir des conseils comment mieux faire le rôle, il dit, il a le numéro, Jack Eye a le numéro de Chris puis il peut certainement l'appeler. Chris, the music is on, which means I have 10 seconds to get out. Le but des Canadiens, compté par le numéro 30. Canadiens goal scored by number 30, Chris Nyland. Merci, Chris.
Tony, bonjour, mon ami.
I love you, my man.
See you, bud.